Okay, so hi everyone, Toby here. I'm just going to be answering the questions that have arisen from the recent Mind of Ease classes. I emailed people last week just to let me know if you had something that you wanted to discuss. And I've had one response, and it's quite a good question, so I want to focus on this question in a little bit of depth. So here's the question. In the last meditation class, you shared about developing mental positivity. However, many times the force of negativity in my mind is so strong that I'm being drowned, and the awareness is not even present there to witness the river of mind flowing at all. For such situations, when there is no awareness to recognize your negativity, how do you even pull back the awareness when it is absent, especially when you are in one of those endless loops of negativity which drain your life? Okay, so the answer that I'm going to give to that, I mean, there are a few different approaches that one could take, but essentially, the force of negativity drowning out our awareness is exactly the problem that consistent meditation practice is designed to overcome over time. Because really, meditation is about developing the strength of our conscious awareness and the ability to witness the contents of our mind. And you know, this really takes practice, and the kind of, you know, really the best time to build up your conscious awareness is when things are going okay. So one bad habit that a lot of people get into is when things are going fine, they drop their meditation practice, and when the shit hits the fan, they then start to think about their meditation again, and they start to try and sit down and sort out their problems through meditation. So and this is a vicious circle, because they find actually at that point their meditation practice doesn't have a lot of power to help them in that kind of emergency situation, because they haven't been building it up as a strong habit when there has been relative stability in their life. So the best time to practice meditation and to build the strength of our conscious awareness is when things are going well. And again, the challenge for that is we can think, oh, well, things are going fine. I feel relatively peaceful anyway. I don't need to practice meditation. So if one major thing I'd like everybody to get out of this Q&A session is the best time to practice developing the strength of your meditation and conscious awareness is when things are going well. Okay, and then when the shit does hit the fan, if you have been practicing consistently, just a solid, consistent practice, doesn't need to be huge, but just regular and consistent according to your an appropriate amount of time according to your daily routine, then when problems do arise, you find that habit of conscious awareness is there for you, and so your ability to not get completely swept away by the emotional force of the situation, whether it be simply an emotion that is arising internally within you, or whether it be for example, in an interactive situation, in a relationship, for example, at that point, the habit of conscious awareness is there for you. So, yeah, most people are leading unconscious lives. That's a fact. And unless we've been really working consistently to develop conscious awareness through formal meditation or meditation type activities, we will tend to react in the same way that most people do to the force of of negativity, which is an unconscious, reactive, habitual way. Okay, so so that's one thing. Practice makes perfect, and practicing when the weather in the mind is calm and peaceful is a key to building up that kind of consistent strength and really developing a strength of conscious awareness that is then able to function in extreme emotional weather conditions, so to speak. So then what I want to talk about now is, you know, the first step when we're dealing with a very strong negative emotional force within our mind is just simply to notice it. So there are four stages that I'm going to outline now, which go from just simply noticing the emotional force to actually being able to completely change the momentum of that emotional force in the mind. And it's very important to when we think about our negative emotions, we can think, well, what I need to do is to start changing them straight away, get rid of the pattern, just through the force of will, just trying to get rid of that pattern. So in order to begin the process of reworking that emotional pattern, the first stage is simply to notice the negativity and notice when we get carried away by it. So at this stage, you're probably not going to be able to stop it. And you probably will find yourself really struggling. So so what you need to do in this first stage is simply insert a little bit of conscious awareness into that situation. So even though you feel like you're in emotional turmoil, there is part of the mind that is witnessing that turmoil, and that conscious awareness is not yet strong enough to change the experience. But nevertheless, it's just like almost like a wedge of awareness in your mind, so that there's just one part of your mind that is observing, whilst the other part of your sense of self gets swept away by the experience. So the first stage is just to get in the habit of noticing when you're under extreme emotional stress, notice it, and just insert a little wedge of awareness so that part of your mind is witnessing the experience, even though you can't necessarily stop it all the time. Okay, so that's the first kind of move that you're trying to make. You're not trying to change it yet, you're just trying to notice it. So the second stage, once we've been practicing that first stage for a little while, is to learn to detach from that emotion with self-compassion and flow with the experience, not fight with it. Okay, so the second stage is to detach with self-compassion. So there is the detachment side of this of the witnessing experience, which is where you're looking at it objectively. You're looking at the emotion as an object and trying to reduce the negative emotional charge of that emotion by witnessing it as an object. But then there is the self-compassion, or the compassionate aspect of that witnessing awareness, which is deliberately surrounding that experience of negativity with compassion and warmth and understanding, rather than judgment and hostility and aversion. So it's very important, if you want to dissipate a highly potent emotional charge in the mind, to not get into a fight with it, to not have strong judgments about the negative emotion, to not hate it or have strong aversion toward it, and not to hate ourselves for having the emotion. So this second stage is really a development of the first. We're just being aware of the emotional charge or the negative momentum in our mind, and learning to observe it to a greater degree so that it's not controlling our actions, and surrounding it with compassion and learning to flow with the experience, not fight with it. So if you flow with the experience of the emotion, if you don't give it anything to rub against, if you don't give it any friction to rub against in the mind, then gradually the charge of that negative emotion will dissipate. Okay? So, and this is the third stage, is but through witnessing with compassionate awareness, with non-judgmental awareness, allow the negativity to dissipate and reduce its momentum in our mind and life. Okay? So this is kind of almost like a soft martial arts move, if you like. You're kind of using the force of the opponent against itself. You're not trying to resist it with hard defensive moves. You're just allowing it to be there and allowing its energy to flow through you without resisting it. And when the negative is not resisted, when you're not fighting with it, then it gradually dissipates over time. Okay, so the momentum of that negativity slows down and gradually dissipates over time in our mind and life. Okay, then the fourth stage of this process is to replace the negative thought pattern or the negative emotional charge with a new positively structured set of perspectives, thoughts, beliefs and behaviours. So this fourth stage is the stage where we start to actively operate upon our mind and start to replace the old patterns with new patterns. So this fourth stage of replacing and operating upon our mind to actually change the patterns in our mind comes only after stage one, noticing the negativity, stage two, detaching with self-compassion and allowing ourselves to flow with the experience, not fight with it, and third stage, allowing the negativity to dissipate and reducing its momentum in our life and mind. So we can then start to successfully operate upon the negative thought structures and emotions and replace them with positive thought structures and emotions. So this takes time. You know, our negative personal and interpersonal patterns, within ourselves, with our relationship to ourselves and in our relationships with others, have been building up for years and years. And of course, it takes months and years of consistent practice of conscious awareness to rework those patterns. So, in conclusion, first of all, building the strength of our conscious awareness when times are good, not just thinking about meditation when we're in emotional difficulties and facing extreme challenges, that will really help. Secondly, we deal with extreme emotional charges in our life in stages. So first stage, noticing the negativity, detaching with self-compassion, allowing the negativity to dissipate, reducing its momentum in our life, and then finally replacing the negative thought pattern or the negative emotional charge. Okay, and when we're talking about these four stages, we're talking about repeated practice of these four stages over months and years. You know, it's not a quick fix transformation, although it's difficult to say. With some problems, actually, it's surprising how fast we can rework the emotional patterns. But other times, it really does take time and consistent effort and patience. You know. So, anyway, I hope that answer's been helpful and illuminating on the process of dealing with extreme negative emotions from a meditative perspective. And so thanks very much, everybody, and I hope you enjoyed it.